Shalom. This is Billy Brim and co-hostess.
Hi, Mom. Shelly Brim Baguette.
And brother.
Gene Wiseman.
And you're from where right now?
Cleveland, Tennessee.
What is your address?
P.O. Box 3901.
P.O. Box 3901. 39 plus 1 equals 40.
I hope you have a big mailbox.
Bless the Lord. And we're here today. Brother Wiseman came. The Lord sent him. I didn't know he was coming till yesterday to be with us on our corporate prayer. You can go online at billybrim.org. That's B-I-L-L-Y-E-B-R-I-M. I spell it because some people get the Billy wrong. And it's B-I-L-L-Y-E-B-R-I-M.org. And then you can go on to the webcast of February 3rd's prayer meeting, the archive. And so that means people all over the world are going to be sharing and hearing about you. And I'm saying then you can archive these radio programs are archived. If you didn't get on it, you need to get starting in on Monday, because we don't have time every single day to go completely into the vision. But I met Brother Wiseman by telephone when I was telephoned by Norval Hayes' daughter, Zona, that there was a man that they knew very well, had great confidence in. He did not know Billy Brim at all, but he had called Zona because the Lord had impressed you that you needed to share with me a vision you'd had, and that it was for Prayer Mountain as well as for this ministry. And so I called you, and you shared the vision with me. Now, in that vision, you saw had three parts.
Yes.
The first part, you were in a great meeting, a gathering of people, believers. You were turning to look at the second part, and you thought you would see a bonfire. But you did not see what you thought. You saw a wall, a huge wall, growing wall, expanding wall.
Yes.
And that wall was the color of burning embers, of fire, and you saw people. Embossed, it looked like people in the wall, and they were like,
yes,
coming out from the wall, and the wall expanded as they came out. And then you saw the third part. Mm-hmm. You were lifted up high over the planet. The planet was dark to you, even covered with darkness. Mm-hmm. But as stars in a night sky, you saw lights, bright lights, come on the earth as if someone were flicking on lights.
Amen.
And these you phoned me about on May 24th and 25th. And you said that the Lord had given you further information about the lights. You said that he had shown you that these lights are people.
Amen.
Prayers. The wall was people. Mm-hmm. God needs people.
Yes.
To work with him. And then you said that these people you thought were praying people.
Absolutely. They
prayer
were.
Groups and prayer individuals. All over the planet. Now we know. We even know that we're connected. Right here at Prayer Mountain, we know. We get emails every day about people that are connected with us and amazing things. Then on this very same telephone call, you began to talk to me about what God had shown you concerning the lamb and the dove. And Shelley, I want you to read the scripture and say where you're reading, please.
Okay, this is found in Matthew chapter 3, verse 11 through Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. And it begins by saying, through the lips of John the Baptist, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand. And he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Then verse 13, then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. And then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."
Hallelujah.
Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil.
Now, the Bible says in John, and I'm going to turn there and read a little bit of this, please. We're going to go to the first chapter of John. And Shelley, are you there?
Yes.
John chapter 1 and verse 29. Can you read down through verse 33?
Okay. So beginning with John 1, chapter 1, verse 29, it says, "The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man, which is preferred before me, for he was before me, and I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him, and I knew him not. But he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptized with the Holy
Ghost.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's the end of verse 33.
Praise the Lord. Now, will you please share with us now the revelation God gave you on the Lamb and the Dove?
First of all, saying, to reiterate a little here, that lamb being an earthbound creature, the dove being a creature that can soar through the heavenlies, can fly from tree to tree, that the lamb, he being as he is, he's an animal of prey. Predators search for a lamb. You put a lamb in a pen with a wolf, naturally speaking, the lamb's not going to last very long. But here, one of the first things that takes place, when I was reading this, Sister Billy, a few months back, it stood out to me how the Spirit led the dove, the Spirit, began to lead and direct that lamb. And one of the first places that he led the lamb was into the wilderness. I read that and I thought, now wait a minute. Holy Spirit, I know you don't make a mistake, but that's not the place to lead a lamb into the wilderness. That's not the lamb's territory. So here the Holy Spirit is leading that lamb into the wilderness, an animal of prey. The wilderness is not the territory for a lamb, but the Holy Spirit doesn't go wrong.
No.
Have you ever felt like you were in a situation and thought, God, how did I end up in this situation? But the Holy Spirit doesn't lead you wrong. The lamb here, the Holy Spirit with him. When that lamb was out in the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, you might say that ravaging wolf, the lamb looked utterly in the natural, that lamb looked utterly helpless against the devil. But that dove, I thought, where was the dove when this was happening? He was right there with that lamb.
Yes, he was.
With the word. That lamb became so dependent on the dove. He didn't do anything without him.
No.
You know, that's where we've got to get.
That's right.
We are so dependent on the Holy Spirit. There's a song, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. That lamb became so dependent on that dove. That dove stayed with that lamb. They spent hours together. That dove led the lamb right into Gethsemane.
Yes.
When Jesus was in Gethsemane, that dove was there with him.
Yes.
That dove was with him through Pilate's hall. That dove was with him all the way to Golgotha. Oh, he was there when he stood in the home of Jairus' daughter. But there came a time that he gave up the ghost. That Holy Ghost. It's like he gave up that lamb. In the Old Testament, one of the creatures that Noah let forth, first it was the raven, but then it was the dove. That dove was sent forth to find a resting place. All right, here come the dove looking for a resting place, and he came to Jesus that day. That dove found a resting place. But then when Jesus got ready to go, he gave up the ghost. There went that dove. Well, then the body in the tomb. But then, as you say, the dove very closely associated with bringing that body forth, the power of the resurrection.
Yes, it says he was raised by the Spirit.
The same Spirit. Mm-hmm. Then when do we see that dove next, or the Holy Spirit? We don't see him until that group of people in the corporate prayer meeting in that upper room.
Glory.
There the dove came back to earth.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, God abandoned Jesus when he died on the cross.
Yes.
He said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, why did you forsake me?
Yes.
Because he had to be death for us. He had to be died for us. Mm-hmm. And then when he that body was in that tomb, that dove came back.
Oh,
and he is
yes.
the resurrection power of God. And we're going to talk about that next week. We're going to talk about dunamis resurrection power. He raised him from the dead. He seated him at the own right hand of the Father. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Bless the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he and we as well.
Jesus.
And then like you say, Jesus said, you go, don't leave town. You stay here until you're baptized with the Holy Ghost. He said that on the day of ascension.
Yes.
They went to that same upper room where they had had the Last Supper, and there they waited until the date, the moed. And on that appointed time, they were all in prayer. They were in a united prayer meeting. There came a sound from heaven, and it was that dove. Now, here's what he said to me. He said, that lamb had an earth walk. But it was the dove that carried him on through heavenward.
Yes.
And it is the dove that's going to lift us from glory to glory to glory to glory until we're formed into the image of Jesus Christ. And this church is raptured because there's only one more cap sheath of glory. And we've gone through it.
Glory,
glory be to God. Find a good church. Go tomorrow to your church. And this is Billy Brim and guest saying, Shabbat Shalom. May the peace of Sabbath rest upon you.